Hey everyone, welcome back to Numb to Feeling again. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out some real talk about emotional health and help you reclaim the awesome, vibrant you. Now, today's topic is something we all struggle with at times, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like a doormat? Like people just walk all over you, taking and taking without giving back. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care on steroids. Think of it as building a metaphorical fence around your emotional well-being, protecting that precious space from negativity, drama, and energy vampires. You deserve to feel safe, respected, and in control of your own life, right? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll have you bossing up those boundaries like a pro. First up, knowing what your limits are is crucial. It's about identifying what drains you, what makes you uncomfortable, and what simply isn't okay. Think of it as recognizing the red flags waving in your life, those moments when you feel pressured, taken advantage of, or just plain drained. Write them down. Journaling can be a powerful tool here. You know that feeling when someone keeps calling at you just to vent about their drama? That's a boundary being crossed. Knowing your limits helps you define what's acceptable and what's not. It's all about recognizing your own needs and respecting them. Number 2. Communicate those boundaries clearly and confidently. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational, honey. Think of it as stating your needs calmly and assertively. You could say something like, "Hey, I really value our time together, but evenings are important for me to recharge. Can we catch up on weekends instead?" It's about finding a balance that works for both parties. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets the stage for healthy relationships. Thirdly, practice saying no. This is a game changer. You don't have to say yes to everything ever. Saying no protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. It can feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Start small with things that drain you, like attending every social event or volunteering for every project. Remember, saying no to one thing often opens up space for something more fulfilling. Number 4. Don't apologize for your boundaries. This is a big one, folks. Your needs are valid, and you have the right to protect them. Don't let anyone guilt trip you into feeling bad for setting limits. Remember, healthy relationships respect each other's boundaries. It's not about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can be your best self in all aspects of life. And finally, number 5. Be consistent. The key to establishing solid boundaries is consistency. Don't waver just because someone pressures you or tries to manipulate the situation. Stay true to your limits and reinforce them every time they're tested. This shows others that you're serious about taking care of yourself and creates a foundation for mutual respect. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, and a coworker keeps dumping their workload on you. They know you're already swamped, but they just expect you to pick up the slack. How do you handle that? That's where those boundaries come in. Remember, it's not about being rude or confrontational. You could politely but firmly say something like, "Hey, I'm happy to help when I can, but my plate is already pretty full right now. Maybe we can chat later about how to best manage this workload." T. Fair communication and a firm boundary. That coworker might push back initially, but sticking to your guns shows them that you're serious about respecting your time and energy. It's a win-win situation. They learn to respect your limits, and you protect yourself from burnout. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating a safe space for yourself to thrive. It takes courage, but the payoff is worth it. By taking control of your emotional well-being, you'll feel more confident, empowered, and ready to take on the world. So let me hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any boundary-setting tips in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder about the power of saying no and setting those healthy boundaries. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.